This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Galesburg continues to seek the public's help in deciding what to do with a vacant building that's more than 100 years old. The Armory is a giant two-story brick building that stands along North Broad Street. Its interior is vast and wide open, enough so that it could fit a couple military tanks. When Tony Alignia Still first saw the Armory, he thought of its potential.
When I drove up to it, I thought, oh my God, what a gorgeous building. Then I got inside and I said, oh my gosh, what an amazing space there is here. There's so many things that can be done here.
Alignia Still moved to Galesburg last year to take over as Parks and Recreation Director. So it's up to him to find a new use for the building. That effort included an open house this week. More than 100 people turned out to learn about the building's past and to offer feedback on how it could be used in the future. Martha Brown of Portland, Oregon stopped by. She's a junior at Knox College. She feels the building could easily attract students.
If there was Wi-Fi here, there's so many Knox students would come. And, like, it's awesome exposed brick. Like, a lot of us are from urban areas and kind of into the more, you know, earthy exposed kind of architecture. And so I think this would be, like, an awesome environment for us to kind of maybe feel like maybe we're in a more urban place in Galesburg.
Brown says the building could also serve as an education center with dance and yoga classes, and even homework assistance for high school students. The city says it could cost as much as $3 million to just bring the building up to code. That will be a factor when a final decision is made on the Armory's future. In the meantime, residents can still offer their suggestions through the city's website. Alignia Still hopes to present a plan to aldermen by the end of the year. I'm TJ Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.